listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. I will be your host for the next hour or so. That was The Sword. Off of their album Age of Winters, that song was called Iron Swan. And this week, my friends, this week is the very last week of the year, known as 2006. And so, to celebrate, commemorate, or to just, I don't know, it is my best of 2006, according to Marielle show today. And that's really not saying a lot when you think about it. But I started off with The Sword because that was my favorite album of this year, Age of Winters by The Sword. And I remember last year I left my favorite album until the very end as a kind of like surprise thingamajiggy to make people keep listening, but I figure I'll just start off with it because why not, and then I'll end off with it later. There's really no holding it back anymore. I'm just really burnt out and really tired. I worked from, I don't even know anymore. I've just done, my holidays consisted of like working a lot. I thought my holiday would be playing The Legend of Zelda on my Nintendo Wii a lot, but no, my holiday has been like working a lot. I work at nights from midnight to 8:30, like I did last night or this morning, however you want to think about it. Think about that. Think about that for a second. I saw the sun come up at work. Yeah. And it's pretty cool. Like at the 4:30, 5 o'clock point in the morning, people start to go crazy. And it's interesting to watch how the transformation happened. And then on the weekends after I work like graveyard shifts, I go to my other job and work like mornings and afternoons, get a bit of sleep in between, and then go back to work at the graveyard job. Yeah. It's really not awesome. I'm so tired and so burnt out. And then like during all my free time, if I have any free time when I'm not sleeping, I'm spending that time trying to track down another Nintendo Wii that I'm trying to buy for my boyfriend, which is just like a nightmare because it's so much harder now because I think people are catching on and realizing how awesome and how cheap these Nintendo Wiis are. And so I am not having a fun holiday. Not at all. I don't know where I'm going with this thought. The great thing is that, you know, at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, my mental capabilities just kind of break down and I can't even string together sentences anymore. So when coworkers come up to me and ask me questions, I just tell them, I'm just like, oh, blah, 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 and I can't talk. And it's kind of funny and kind of weird. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but yep, I kind of planned my show today. Obviously, I had to put together my favorite albums, songs, artists of 2006, and so I did so. And if you recall last year, my favorite album of 2005 was Hot Blood by the local band Raised by Wolves. And I have quite a few local bands thrown in the mix today, so keep your ears open. And I also have a lot of music that is probably not what you would expect me to list as my favorite whatever of 2006. I have a bit of mellow stuff and a bit of different stuff. Like Ratatat. I really liked Ratatat's album, Classics, that came out this year. I think it came out in August, maybe? I don't really know. But I'll play something off of that album for you now. Yeah? Sure. This is Wildcat by Ratatat on CITR. Wow. We'll be right back. So I was trying to decide on what my favorite show of 2006? Yeah, I was trying to decide what my favorite show of 2006 was, and it was really hard to decide because I'd been to a lot of shows this year, a lot of like larger venue shows. It was interesting actually. In 2005, I would say the majority of shows I went to were smaller local bar shows. Which was fun, but this year I don't know. It just turned out that I went to a lot of larger venue shows this year. And for a while I was really torn between quite a few shows and couldn't decide on which one I would dub the quote unquote best show that I saw of 2006. But in the end I realized that the best things in life come for free, kids. The best show that I went to this past year was Harry and the Potters. In front of the Vancouver Public Library downtown, and it was free. And it was awesome, because they look like Harry Potter, and I'm a nerd. And I just saw the trailer for the fifth Harry Potter movie, and oh man. And I bought their 7-inch when I was at the show. Oh man. This is Harry and the Potters on CITR.
Minus one.
I told you I'd play local bands, didn't I? Or did I just think that? Well, yeah, whatever. That was the Transmitters off of their Some Girls 7-inch. That was the single, Some Girls. They are playing a show soon. January 6th at Richards on Richards. They're opening up for the Pointed Sticks. That show was actually a lot more expensive than I would have liked it to be. You know, the Pointed Sticks are like a local band. They shouldn't be charging that much. Maybe it wasn't their decision. Whatever. I'm still going. Before that, I played And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead off of their latest album, So Divided. That song was called Stand in Silence. And I started off that set with Harry and the Potters off of their Blood of a Prince 7-inch. That song was called Horcruxes. And yeah, that is a made-up word. And yes, you will only get it if you've read Harry Potter, I think that's book 6. Yes, and yes. And the Half-Blood Prince. Yep, that's book number 6. Oh dear, I'm a nerd. What was I going to do for you? Yes, local bands. I played the Transmitters, and I'm going to play a couple more local bands after that because I actually decided that my favorite label of the year would have to be Black Market Records. Definitely. They just put out a lot of decent stuff that I really, really like. They're putting out, or they already have, sorry, put out the Bad Amps 7-inch. The Bad Amps last 7-inch, sadly. The Bad Amps are playing their last show on February 3rd, I believe, at the Mount Pleasant Community Center. That is an all-ages venue. And they're actually playing that show with Fun 100. And that I believe that's Fun 100's last show as well. So little local bands breaking up all over the place. It kind of makes me sad. I'll be sure to remind you about that show in like every single week until that show happens. What was I going to do? Yep, but I'm going to play that 7-inch for you now. The single off of that 7-inch is called Two-Face, but I'm going to play the B-side, and that is Milkshake Murder. Yes, Milkshake Murder on CITR. Thought, is that just what it got? Go try to kill it.
Thank you. Un petit verre ne ferait pas de tort.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was my Canadian music set. I decided just what is your problem? Yeah. I haven't slept in a very, very long time, as I had previously mentioned. I lost it. I lost exactly what I was going to say. No, I didn't. That was my Canadian music set. I decided to take all of the Canadian music that I thought I would deem part of my best of 2006 playlist and just play it all in one big cluster thing. Yeah. That was the Cancer Bats off of their album Birthing the Giant. That song was called Golden Tanks. Prior to that, I played the St. Catharines off of Dancing for Decadence. That song was called Burn, Guelph, Burn. Before that, Les Breastfeeders off of Les Matins de Grand Soir. The song was called Funny Funiculaire. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. And before that, I played a whole bunch of local bands. I played the Spinoffs off of Street Rock Stars. That song was called 99 Bitches. Prior to that, the Bad Amps off of their latest release, and I believe their last. It's a 7-inch. It's the Two-Face 7-inch. I played the B-side, which is Milkshake Murder. And I started off that set with the Transmitters. I played their Some Girls 7-inch for you. And I played the Bad Amps and the Spinoffs because I actually decided that the label that they release things on, Black Market Records, is my label pick of the year. If that means anything to you, you know, just in case you wanted to know. But like I said previously, some of my picks for the best of 2006 weren't necessarily what you may have expected from me, i.e. like garage and punk rock and metal or whatever. So I'm going to play a bit more of the surprise stuff. I really don't know what to call it. I worked from midnight till 8:30 in the morning last night. This morning. I don't even know, okay? I can't even put words together. I am so sleepy. There was an Elliott Smith tribute album that was released sometime this year. It's called To Elliott from Portland, and I can't even explain to you why I like this, just because I can't really think properly right now. It's something to do, like, it's really varied. Is that a word? I don't even know. But, like, they do... there are a lot of different bands that cover Elliott Smith songs, and I just like it because each band covers an Elliott Smith song the way that the band usually plays music. So you have, actually, like, you have a good variance of covers on this album. You have hip-hop covers. You have... there's, like, weird experimental ones. You know, there are obviously slower acoustic ones, and there are a bit, like, indie pop ones. It's quite interesting, and I quite like it. It's on Expunged Records, I believe. Yep, and it's called To Elliott from Portland. So I'm playing a cover of The Ballad of Big Nothing, and this cover is done by a cutesy little girl band called The Thermals on CITR.
Little thing with a dirty mouth who's always got something to say. is too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Really, really white and nerdy.
At MIT, got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry, Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out, got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places, ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a wizard, minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do replicate calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. What? Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters, although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics. You know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Websites. My friends need some code. Who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. In my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair.
Got my name on my underwear.
They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Got to work on getting things together. Yes, I really liked the Weird Al album that came out this year. It's called Straight Al Linwood. That song was called White and Nerdy. Yes, I would like to think I'm not white, but I am pretty nerdy. And my sister...
You're not white?
No.
What?
I know. I know. It's a shock to all. I'm actually black, so...
Yo, what up?
Finally.
They call me Nerdy Al.
I didn't say it.
You're Puerto Rican. You're like Jenny from the block.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. No. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
For those that can't see.
How does that work?
What? For those that can't see? I've got a face.
Then you need one of those, what do they, those, like on PBS, they have those, No. For the people for the blind people, the descriptive.
Currently, Robin is making an ass of himself in the background. We try to get our show going. He's really being quite frustrating and distracting. Mario picks up the rock and throws it at Robin.
Yeah, something like that. That's what we need. Coming next, we have Robin. And is Colin here today?
Nope. It's okay. The boys.
Robin, really? Robin. I thought.
Robin,
wait,
Colin.
When I opened the door for you, didn't like 6 people come in?
Last week?
Three,
and then we have Corey's lady, who is a little shy for coming on the radio today.
But wasn't Colin there?
No. You just imagine it.
I'm just going crazy then. Yeah, that was White and Nerdy off of Weird Al's Straight Out of Linwood, and before that I played The Thermals covering Ballad of Big Nothing off of an Elliott Smith tribute album called To Elliott from Portland. And right now, I guess, I don't even know what I have time for. Yeah. I can turn up the rock and scare you away.
Oh.
Yeah. Sexy. Sexy.
That's what she said.
Don't ever think that you are bad. Don't ever think that you're bad. Keep your guard on your feet. Let your
long time. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle, and that about does it for me. That was Converge. Their new album is called No Heroes, and I played a song called, I think it's called Lone Wolves. If it isn't, then I don't know what it's called. You can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Robin, friends, coming up next. Yeah.
Ink Studs.
Ink Studs.
It's the end of the year. Word. It's a check-in with Corey McDaniel, the Immigrant Experience.
Are you doing, like, a recap of 2006? Probably not, because you're not festive, and you're kind of...
No, not festive about Christmas. Okay. I love New Year's. I hate Christmas.
Oh, so it's bah, humbug. Just Christmas. Yeah. So it's like you're prejudiced against the holidays.
Christmas. Yeah, I hate Christmases. Love Kwanzaa, hate Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well...
For the rest of us, hate Christmas.
Okay.
It's for the crap.
Fair enough, I think, maybe. I don't know, but anyways, like I said, I will finish off with my favorite album of the year, which was Age of Winters by The Sword. The song is called Freya, and you can actually, if you like it, you can play it on Guitar Hero 2 on PlayStation. And you know what? If you want to, I will challenge you to a duel.
Head to head.
Head to head. I'll play the bass, and maybe you, Robin, can take lead guitar. Yeah.
Okay. It is currently awesome.